Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, I'm looking at the lead story in the Irish Times today. Projected heat would make much of the world unlivable. This is a new UN Environmental Programme report basically saying the world is heading for a serious escalation of climate risks and damages. Sive O'Neill, climate policy researcher, are we screwed?
Well, we're certainly getting a very stark warning. The latest report from the United Nations Environment Programme says that the world is on track for 2.3 to 2.5 degrees of warming this century. And that's, to my understanding, an acceleration of warming over and above what was originally anticipated. So we have to cut our emissions. That's the only thing that the planet will respond to. But the good news is that the report also highlights that there's still time to apply solutions, and that the cost of renewable energy has come down so dramatically that it's cheaper to invest in wind and solar now than it is to invest in fossil energy, which is, you know, fantastic, because we now have energy markets, if you like, on our side. So that's the good news. But the reality is that we're seeing a lot of rowing back. Obviously, the United States is pulling out of the Paris Agreement again and investing in fossil fuels. And just yesterday, the European Union's Environment Council has watered down its 2040 climate law, which climate target, which is, you know, in a sense, a response to Donald Trump and a kind of a desire to kind of pedal, okay, backpedal on what was originally committed, which is very disappointing.
I look at this report and I maybe I'm being overly pessimistic, but I don't see any way we're going to hit those targets. I don't see any way we're going to reverse this. The will and the appetite does not seem to be there.
Yeah, well, I think a colleague of mine was saying this to me this morning. Why do people think that the appetite is not there? Because when researchers survey public opinion, they find overwhelming support for climate action.
Until you start asking them what they need to do it, and then it's, no, I don't want that, I don't want this. So, well, I'm not so sure about those surveys, Sive.
I understand what you're saying, but I do think that, you know, people are losing faith in the political leadership on this issue because politicians are fudging it a lot of the time.
But they're fudging it, sorry to cut across it. They're fudging it because people don't want to fly less, because people still want to, you know, use outdoor heaters and all the various things. Like, people do not want, and drive their cars and all that kind of stuff. People don't want to do those things. And that's why politicians are fudging it.
Yes, okay. Well, the issues are complex. You know, the differences that we can make as an individual in terms of our personal energy consumption, people often misunderstand what makes a real difference. But the really big actions have to be taken at a systemic level by governments. And that is why we need political leaders to stand firm and stick with their commitments and stick with science-based policy. And when they, you know, regulate industry, when they set targets, when they mandate certain standards, when they accelerate this transition, the effects are much easier for us to absorb. Okay. But if we're left as individuals to carry the can, we will not get there, and people will be pointing fingers and blaming each other.
Sive O'Neill, climate policy researcher, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.